Dream House by Rochelle Critch. In memory of my beloved father, Abraham Major. He taught us about peace and courage and the sweet, uplifting magic of song. Chapter 1. If you had asked me before I heard of Maggie Reston whether a house could be a magnet for murder, I would have automatically thought of the dungeon, which is what we've always called the coal gray house on Martell. As it turned out, I would have been wrong, but I would have been in good company. For as long as I can remember, everyone in the neighborhood has hated the three-story cube that hogs sky and sunlight and its gloomy facade, and has speculated about its reclusive owners. The house has become the stuff of dark legend. As kids, my friends and I, intimidated by its brooding countenance, shivered as we whispered deliciously gruesome stories about occupants we never saw. Men who kidnapped children and kept them in a Chateau d'If-like basement. Years have passed. The flowers along the walk, beheaded regularly like Henry VIII's wives, have been replaced by threatening jungle-like shrubs. But the house's charcoal walls are still decorated from time to time with bright-colored graffiti, probably by a new generation of kids who whisper about the bad guys inside. I have learned that bad men have become brazen in the sunlight. I have learned that, as Tennyson says, woods have tongues as walls have ears, and that dark houses are not necessarily those with dark secrets. But on that Monday morning, I assumed the police report was about the dungeon. Friday, October 31st, 9:37 p.m., 100 block of South Martell Avenue. A vandal threw a pumpkin through the front window of a house and several eggs at the front door. It was probably another Halloween prank, I thought, all trick and no treat, a nasty, petty act. According to the police reports...